This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. Thousands of Dallas ISD kids and their teachers transferred to different schools yesterday. They were forced from their damaged home campus because of the weekend tornado. We stopped by the Thomas Edison School in West Dallas. It's now home for the entire Thomas Jefferson High School. It was moving day, the first day of school at a new campus, and a traumatic transfer all rolled into one. It was tough for students, even teachers, including second-year Thomas Jefferson English instructor Caitlin Velasco.
I had a lot of stuff and love put in that classroom, so it's really hard to pick it all up and move it all over, but I just had students for first period, and they seemed happy with what I've done with my new room so far, so I'm hopeful that it'll be a positive change.
Velasco may sound optimistic, but she's still reeling because of what she fears is gone for good from her old classroom.
I was on the second floor, so I'm assuming it's gone. There's nothing I can do about it, so I just gotta adjust and move on.
Students like TJ's sophomores Lisbeth Carrion and Diana Hernandez are also coming to terms with loss and change. That, and before Wednesday, they'd never ridden a bus to high school before. The trip from Northwest Dallas down to West Dallas is 9 miles.
It's far away, but like, we'll figure it out. I mean, it's tough because we lost our school, you know, but we have to move on.
The teachers are the same, everything's the same, students, but I wish I could go back to TJ.
One day, says Superintendent Michaelina Hosa, they might. But if TJ's fixable, moving back is likely a year away. Still, he's optimistic. The TJ move came off in 36 hours with what Inahosa called only minor glitches.
1 in 5 of our kids don't finish the school year where they started. So these kids are resilient. They know how to bounce back.
Inahosa said a day after the big change, he feels like a proud papa. I'm Bill Zeeble in Dallas.